News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. Let's have a listen to some of the top stories at this time. Union Home Minister Amit Shah on Tuesday stated that there has been no discussion in either Parliament or the Cabinet about a pan-India national register of citizens. There is no need to debate this as there is no discussion on it right now, Shah said in an interview with news agency ANI. Prime Minister Narendra Modi was right, there is no discussion on it yet, either in the Cabinet or Parliament. Shah sought to allay the fears by clearly stating there is no link between the NRC and the National Population Register. His assurance came after opposition parties pointed out past instances when his ministry and junior ministers had linked the two together. The NPR seeks to create a comprehensive identity database of every usual resident of the country and has been described as the first step towards conducting an all-India NRC exercise. However, Shah, during a debate in the Lok Sabha on the Citizenship Amendment Act earlier this month, had said that the implementation of a nationwide NRC was in the offing. Shah said that information obtained through the NPR cannot be used for NRC, which is a separate process. Earlier on Tuesday, the Union Cabinet approved the proposal to update the NPR. Shah said, while the census was held every 10 years and the NPR was started by the Congress-led United Progressive Alliance government, the BJP-led government took it forward as it is a good exercise. It is possible that some names are missed in the NPR. Still, their citizenship will not be revoked because this is not the process of NRC. The NRC is a different process, he said. I want to make it clear that nobody will lose citizenship because of NPR. Shah also sought to clarify that there is no connection between detention centers and the NRC or the Citizenship Amendment Act, which has witnessed several protests across the country. The center has been there for years and is for illegal migrants, he said. Misinformation is being spread on this. Shah urged the governments of West Bengal and Kerala to go ahead with the NPR after both states said they would stop work on the exercise. I humbly appeal to both chief ministers again, don't take such a step and please review your decisions. Don't keep the poor out of development programs just for your politics, he said. 4 months after the abrogation of Article 370 sections that revoked Jammu and Kashmir's special status, government sources said a decision has been taken to recall troops in the valley with immediate effect. Close to 70 companies or 70,000 personnel of the paramilitary will be recalled, they added. The decision was taken after a full security review of the Kashmir situation on Tuesday. The high-level review meeting on Jammu and Kashmir discussed the security situation in the newly carved-out Union Territory, besides development matters, said officials. Communication from the Ministry of Home Affairs to the Chief Secretary and the Home Secretary of Jammu and Kashmir, as well as the Srinagar Director General of Police, said that it has been decided to withdraw 72 companies of Central Armed Police Forces with immediate effect from their locations and revert to their respective locations. One such company has about 100 personnel. The meeting was chaired by National Security Advisor Ajit Doval. Union Home Minister Amit Shah also joined the meeting for some time, the officials said. As per the order issued, while 24 companies of the CRPF are being withdrawn, 12 each of the BSF, CISF, IDBP and SSB are being sent back. About 20 such companies were withdrawn from the valley early this month. The erstwhile state was put under an unprecedented security lockdown after the BJP-led central government revoked clauses of Article 370 of the Constitution on August 5. Severe restrictions were imposed in the state, particularly in the valley, which included deployment of additional troops to the Muslim-majority region in the lead-up, imposition of curfew on parts of the territory, shutting down of all forms of telecommunications, and arrest of all mainstream political leaders. And the internet shutdown in Lucknow that was imposed following protests against the amended Citizenship Act has been extended up to midnight tonight. The shutdown is in its sixth day. The blackout was extended just ahead of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to Lucknow today. He will unveil a statue of former Prime Minister late Atal Bihari Vajpayee at Lok Bhavan on the latter's birth anniversary. In a late-night decision on Monday, District Magistrate Abhishek Prakash said the shutdown was being extended for another 2 days. The internet services have been shut off since December 19 evening when violence erupted during protests
over the Citizenship Amendment Act. The shutdown of internet services has hit e-commerce trade during Christmas, and business has been adversely affected since customers are unable to use credit and debit cards. Food delivery and cab services that are based on apps have also been severely hit. A senior government official explained that the step was taken in view of Modi's visit. A three-day Vijay Sankalp Shibir of RSS members in Telangana began, during which discourses on different issues were taken up as part of the agenda. RSS Chief Mohan Bhagwat is scheduled to address a public meeting here today, Sangh sources said. RSS's Dakshina Madhya Kshetra Pracharak, Alish Shyam Kumar, who addressed the gathering on Tuesday, called for working to build a society without discrimination and to address societal issues and strengthen Hindu society, they said. More than 8,000 Karyakartas participated in the meeting, they added. The Swayamsevaks of the Sangh would perform a route march today, followed by the public meeting to be addressed by Bhagwat. RSS Telangana State Secretary K. Ramesh had said the number of shakhas in the state has increased to 3,494 this year when compared to 2016 last year. According to Ramesh, RSS is expanding its presence in villages too, and it is succeeding in instilling nationalistic spirit in society, especially among youth. Swayamsevaks are engaged in conducting more than 1.5 lakh wide-ranging service activities, including eradicating caste discrimination and environmental protection, he had said. For the 64th time, a wildly popular program run by the US and Canadian militaries is providing real-time updates on Santa's progress to millions around the globe. And this year, the North American Aerospace Defense Command is offering even more high-tech ways for children and parents to follow along. Operation NORAD Tracks Santa has evolved from a misdirected telephone call in 1955 to a trailer parked outside the command's former lair deep inside Cheyenne Mountain to NORAD's modern-day headquarters at Colorado's Peterson Air Force Base. Along the way, the tens of thousands of telephone calls fielded by NORAD volunteers each year have been augmented by an explosion of technology that lets millions track Saint Nick's journey from the North Pole to the Pacific and Asia, from Europe to the Americas. This year's portals include Alexa, OnStar, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and 3D apps developed for mobile devices by Cesium, a Philadelphia-based IT and defense contractor. The apps integrate geospatial and satellite positioning technology with high-resolution graphics that display the actual positions of the stars, sun, and moon, and the shadows they cast at any point in Santa's journey. It takes a village of dozens of tech firms, including Google, Microsoft, Hewlett-Packard, and Bing Maps, to deliver the immersive effect for global Santa trackers, with some 15 million visits to the website alone last year. And it takes a village of 1,500 volunteers to field emails and 140,000 or so telephone calls to 1-877-HI-NORAD. They staff phone banks equipped with monitors inside a building at Peterson, which offers a view of snow-capped Pikes Peak to the west. More volunteers and firms donate food, water, and coffee to those on Santa Watch. Hi Santa trackers, lots of kids are waiting to ask you about Santa, a sign reads. Volunteers are equipped with an Operation Center playbook that helps ensure each and every caller can go to sleep happy and satisfied on Christmas Eve. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.